Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the last episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. This is a tough one to record. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be heavy, but one that we feel, unfortunately, needs to be recorded. Today's episode won't be a season breakdown or an analysis. It's, you know, going to be us talking about a moment to be able to talk to you, the listener, the supporter, the America family that has been here for years. And it's closing a chapter that means so much in our lives. And joining me today is the guy I have to thank for making this all a possibility, our beloved cowboy and one of my best friends in life, none other than Dylan Jimenez himself. Dylan, how are you?
Dude, it's cold in Texas, man. I'm trying to stay warm. It snowed in Oklahoma on the other side of Red River last night, so.
Nice. Well, winter's here, and I guess no better fitting moment than to kind of tip our hat and wave goodbye than now, right? I know this might come as a shocker to some of you. For some of you, and I don't know, maybe you guys saw the writing on the wall. I don't know, but this is a conversation we've had for quite some time now, and I think we all decided that we were going to close out the season, and unfortunately, America didn't ride as high as we expected them to, but because of the loss to Monterrey in the Liguilla, and unfortunately, the season being over, that does mean, Dylan, that we are also closing the chapter here on the Eagle Eye Podcast. I mean, it's going to sound like a very basic and very simple question for a moment like this, but I guess, you know, what are your thoughts, man?
Just a lot of thoughts about everything, especially hearing the way you started the episode. But no, I mean, I know we'll probably talk about a little bit more toward the end too, but you know, it was just a good run. It was a good run, but life really kind of caught up to a lot of us, and you know, there just wasn't the time anymore. So that's just where things kind of stand, and wish it didn't come to that, but you know, life does happen in a sense too. And obviously too, kind of holding my breath, hoping that America would make some type of run, you know, to the final. We get to talk about, you know, winning a title one more time before we ended it, but you know, here we are.
Yeah, that would have been kind of like the perfect moment, like the perfect kind of ending, riding into the sunset after another chip, right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And look, as much as we would have wanted to continue, it's just unfortunate the way things have been kind of going for everybody here. We're just kind of being pulled in all different directions, and you know, it's understandable, and it's something that I think we've come to realize. You know, there's been a lot of moments where we try to do things last minute, where we're trying to kind of pull a Hail Mary to kind of get this going and keep this working, and you know, unfortunately, that's just, it's not going to be sustainable in that sense. And we think that it's better to basically, you know, say our thank yous and then a high note in a sense, and then to be producing something that, you know, is going to be, excuse my language, but kind of half-assed in that sense. Yeah. And really not deliver any quality. And so we don't want that, because, you know, you guys mean so much to us. You've guys given us a platform. You guys have been able to, you know, provide something phenomenal, you know, making two kids' dreams become a reality by just kind of listening to our ramblings and making it feel like, you know, oh, hey, these guys kind of know what they're talking about in a sense. And so,
yeah, whether it made sense or not.
Yeah, whether it made sense or not whatsoever. And, you know, in true kind of ending fashion, I kind of just want to go back and just kind of relive in some of the moments, because I think there's just so much things that happen with this podcast that I think is just phenomenal, you know. And I think, you know, there's a little bit of quirky things that we can kind of bring to light and shed some light into what happened behind the scenes and everything. But I mean, I guess we should start from the top, right, Dylan? How did this podcast become a reality?
I love this story, man. Just, I don't know how, but I found you on YouTube and you're streaming FIFA. And that's when I messaged you and was like, hey, like, do you want to start a podcast? And It was just like, yeah, dude, I think I was sitting in my college dorm when all this happened. Just sitting there, supposed to be probably doing homework, and I wasn't. I was watching you play FIFA instead. And then, you know, we follow each other on Twitter, and that's where it just all started, really.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Because every time we tell that story to anybody, just it does feel like it was just yesterday when, you know, all of that went down. And honestly, there was a prequel to that story as well, if I guess, in a sense, because we both ended up doing some work for Last Word on Soccer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we kind of, not knew each other, but we kind of found each other's work, in a sense. And I'm assuming that's how it helped also be like, oh, you know, this guy, I've seen his stuff on Twitter. Let me see what his YouTube's all about and all that stuff. Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I remember when you messaged me that, and I was like, wow, you know, I've always wanted to do a podcast, and especially about America, but I just never knew who to do the podcast with. I just never knew who would be willing to kind of sit down and talk. And, you know, it was all new to me. I was barely getting into YouTube and gaming FIFA, and God, I was terrible. I wasn't even consistent with that. So it's, you know, I've started like 7 career modes with 7 FIFAs, and we never killed, all of them got through like mid-season. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. It was great to see kind of that dream become a reality. And honestly, I have nothing but thanks to you. You know, we started something, and done. I never knew 8 years were gonna go and fly by just like that. Yeah. You know, I didn't know where this was gonna take us, and you know how far we were able to go, and the community we were gonna be able to build, but you know, 8 years, it's like you said, it's a great run.
Yeah, no, it's funny because whenever I think of this podcast, I think of also too when I graduated high school and when I graduated college, and I'm just like sandwiched like in between all of that was this, and especially past college, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself, like when I started my career in broadcasting, I was like, I don't know if we can keep this up. And sure enough, we did. And man, just kind of like you said, Ivan, the ventures this podcast has taken us on, the games we've covered it here in Texas together, the people that we've met, being able to go to like AT&T Stadium and cover Mexico games. But of course, us just being there for the America players, you know, so just being part of that. And, you know, the contacts we've made along the way that are still going to be valuable to us this day, despite the podcast ending. But, you know, just a lot of good memories. A lot of good friends, especially this friendship that we formed, Ivan. You know, you didn't even have to say yes, but you did. You could have said no easily because to some stranger, some kid from Texas. But, you know, here we are at the end of the day. And like I said, I was holding out hope for something for America to do, hopefully make the final, and we go from there. But alas, you know, it's came to an end. You know, but man, we've been through the rut with this team. We've seen obviously a tricampeonato. I mean, it wasn't just that one. I mean, we've seen other championships too. But you know, to be a part of this run with the tricampeonato and everything in between, damn, you know, the Solari era, and then the Tano and everything. So I mean, it's just just everything in between, man. It's just a lot to look back on in probably a short amount of time with this podcast episode that we got going right now. But man, just a lot.
It is a lot. And you said something that is very, very true, right? The friendships that we've made along the way, you know, not just ours, but you know, with Christian, with AJ, with Chris, you know, these guys have been invaluable to helping continue this podcast, and they've done a phenomenal job. And you know, we've talked to them on the side as well. And, you know, they've expressed the way that they feel as well. And they're all on board as well with this decision. And they feel like it's the right thing to do. And, you know, aside from them too, we've met so many great people. You know, shout out to Kari, who is one of our best friends as well. And, you know, it wouldn't have been possible without this podcast. You know, we've met, you know, journalists from ESPN, Tom, you know, as both well, Toms. Tom Harrison. Yeah, I mean, phenomenal guy. You know, it's crazy all the people that we've met, you know. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Miggy, the football guys. It's crazy all the people that we've met. It's crazy all the friendships we've established along the way, because it's one thing to meet people and network with them, but it's another thing to have a relationship and establish something and, you know, being able to, you know, still after so many years, just say, hey, how's it going, and pick up the conversation like it's never happened. Like our beloved friend, you know, Rick, hashtag thick Rick. I mean, the man literally opened his doors for us to stay in Texas.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even an America fan. He's a Santos fan, and he just liked our vibe, and he just liked who we were. And, you know, shout out to you, Ricky, if you're listening to this. I mean, you're, God bless, man. You are just phenomenal and just an amazing soul. But yeah, man, just like Rick, you know, Ricky, we have so many other stories that we can tell about so many other people and who've just been amazing and great to us. And, you know, we just, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, honestly, to all of you.
Yeah, right? too many people to name, too. I'm sitting here thinking we're naming names. I'm just like, we're going to forget somebody, but.
Yeah, we're going to forget too many people along the way. But honestly, to everybody that's been a part of this journey, to every single individual that, you know, has helped us, you know, with media credentials, that has given us information, yeah, that's been, you know, when we were just barely at, you know, 120 or 300 followers on Twitter and was like, hey, you guys should apply for credentials here and all that stuff. So, you know, shout out to the Liga MX English community, because this is one of the reasons why we started and found our home in that sense. It's been, you know, ever since we did, it's evaporated a little bit. Just, you know, people, again, life pulls them in different directions and things. But honestly, yeah, like, shout out to everybody. You know, that community was phenomenal. And the community we built ourselves with all the Americanistas here, you know, the biggest thank you is going to be to them, because yeah, without them, we honestly wouldn't be.
Yeah.
We really wouldn't be anything.
Yeah. What year, kind of going off track, Ivan, but what year was it? Was it 2021 when we went to the Mexico game in Arlington and we were about to interview some fans, but then like some people recognized us and we stopped to take a picture with them.
Yeah. That was 2021 or 20. Yeah, it was 2021.
Yeah.
I think so. That was probably one of the best moments ever.
Yeah.
In the history of the podcast for myself, because I don't know, we've always joked around that we always feel like, you know, we're no experts and we're just two guys rambling on and you know, we feel like we have, you know, little to no popularity in that sense. But for somebody to recognize us and to then even ask us to take a picture with them, that is, I mean, honestly, it truly made our day. You know,
yeah,
if you're listening to this, honestly, it's the best story we ever tell whenever we talk about going and covering a game. So shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. I hope you know, hopefully it was a good game for you. I don't remember how the game went for Mexico.
Though, no, I think
we ended up tying or something.
I think that was that one game where we obviously went to watch the America players. And then I think like in the second half, like they were all got subbed out. So we're just like, We're kind of done.
Yeah.
Until the press conference.
Yeah. I remember. It was the day of the Champions League final too, because I think we went to Pluckers before.
Yeah, so, I think
so. Yeah, that was a great story to tell. I mean, we have so many, right? I feel like we could have a little chronicle series of everything, every little detail and every little thing. But honestly, you know, this was great, man. This was more than just a hobby for me. You know, this was something that I took very serious and that I super, super enjoyed from the moment we started, honestly. And I look back at our videos and yeah, we weren't that good. And our audio was terrible. And, you know, we've grown and the way that we discuss things now is a little bit more kind of more organized. It's better. It doesn't skew too much off topic. But, you know, I think we definitely were onto something from the beginning. Because, you know, we grew, I'm not gonna say rapid, right? We weren't like at 1,000, 2,000 followers right away, but we had a following and we were making echoes, even at like 300 followers, you know? Mm-hmm. The club knew about us, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to
Ted Brooks.
Ted Brooks, yeah. Shout out to Ted Brooks who came to me and said hi to me and was telling me, like, hey, you know, and know about the podcast, love the podcast, we gotta do something together. And unfortunately, we never did, right? He ended up getting a move to Inter Miami, and he did a phenomenal job over there as well. But yeah, it was great to have that connection. And then, of course, afterwards, we ended up meeting the guy who would replace him with Patricio. And then, you know, he was, you know, just as amazing too, because, you know, he came to us and asked us for our content so that they can post it on their accounts and stuff like that. He made the possibility of having the interview with Jen, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was crazy. It was a lot of, like I said, a lot of great people that we met along the way. And, you know, there was, I don't know, a multitude of stories that we could sit here and reminisce and talk about. And you know, but ultimately, I think the experience here is nothing but a positive one, right? Even though it feels a bit sour having to say goodbye and having to end this. I mean, you try to sum up 8 years in a nutshell, Dylan, what do you come up with?
Exactly. You try to. How do you? I mean, I don't know. It became so part of our lives, you know. I mean, just the love for the game, you know, just the love for sitting here and talking about it, you know, for an hour out of our days, you know. It was a very good de-stress for me kind of thing. You know, I didn't have to worry about nothing for about an hour, a little over an hour maybe with y'all. So it's just hard to put into words, especially, you know, for us too, because what we've took time to build really got paid for it, you know, and we did it out of our own hearts and, you know, passion for, you know, the sport and the club. And it's just really hard to put into words, you know, what you ask, Ivan, because like you said, like it's just, you know, we're just done.
Yeah. It really is just kind of, you know, that moment where you're just like, wow, it's crazy, you know, and it is. And like you mentioned, right, like, you know, there was never no thought of monetizing this, right? Maybe in a sense a little bit later, yeah, like,
yeah,
oh, that'd be cool. But the beginning concept never was about, hey, let's do this so we can kind of make money out of it. No. It was like, let's do this because we love America. We love talking about this sport. We love talking about this team. You know, as far as much headaches as they gave us just even much more celebrations, more good stuff. And yeah, man, it was crazy because, you know, going back and thinking about everything we did, you know, everything we kind of spent on this without hesitation. It's, yeah, man, it's crazy. But at the end of the day, I think every penny was worth it. Every hour, every second of the time that we put into this was absolutely worth it. And, you know, we all got something great out of it, right? Whether it was just the experience of it all or even more so, right? The friendships and the connections we made along the way. I think that's just, it's phenomenal, right? It's super phenomenal to be able to sit here and just say, wow, 8 years like that. And I think it's helped us grow and become the persons who we are today as well.
Oh, 100%. Right? Yeah.
Again, it's. I've always, like I mentioned to you guys in private, you know, this has been the best 8 years of my life.
Oh, 100%.
And it's been because of this podcast, because of everything that we've done, you know. And don't get me wrong, there was bumps along the way. It wasn't a smooth sailing for 8 years. But I mean, you know, when I look back, I think we made some really funny and quirky decisions, like our merger with Resaca America. That one was an interesting time. And
yeah,
you know, we were young and we were naive and we thought, hey, you know, yeah, let's do this.
Good chance to grow.
Only our first live episode to just be completely humiliated and taunted by the Mexican fans and saying, why are you guys speaking in English? Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. It just a lot of moments like that where I can just be like, maybe we could have gone a different direction. But
yeah,
again, no regret to anything. I think at the end of the day,
nah,
it's what made the journey just that much, right? They always say, Dylan, it's not about the destination, it's all about the journey. And we've had quite the journey to get here.
Yeah,
you know, and you mentioned it too. I think this club has given us the highs, the lows. We've gone through a pandemic. We've gone through, you know, historic achievements. We've seen practically everything. And I don't know, man, it's crazy to think that, you know, we've covered this team and we've seen not just one, two, three, but I think a total of 6 championships, I want to say.
Yeah, somewhere up there, I think, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, so it's the 3 Campeonato with the 2018 final.
Yeah.
We won against Cruz Azul.
Cruz Azul, yeah.
Then the Copa MX final.
Yeah.
That's 5. And I feel like am I missing anything here? I don't know. But we've campeones. Seen a couple of losses too in finals, right?
Campeones,
the one
no?
The Campeones, Campeones. That one didn't hurt as much as the one against Monterrey, though. In the Azteca with the return.
My gosh, you had to say that
first
one.
Season. Yeah, that one was... That one was rough. You know,
no, we never saw champions lifted.
Never saw a champions lifted. We got so close. Arguably one of the worst seasons too. Whenever we played with against Monterrey versus Solari.
Yeah, because Solari made him watch him lift the trophy, right? He let him stay on the pitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Told him, hey, watch this. Started Chucho Lopez in that game. I don't know why. Yeah, dude, it was crazy. We've seen so many players come and go. We've seen the likes of Henry Martin establish himself as a legend. When we first started this, he was one of those players that, you know, you just impact off the bench. And he was always like, does he stay? Does he go? Where does he really fit? And now look at him, dude, just has cemented himself as a historical player, not just because of the championship he's lifted too, but the goals he scored. I mean,
yeah,
we've seen so much and lived through so many wonderful memories, you know, that, yeah, it's crazy to think that in the record history of it all, there will be documentation of us talking about a tricampeonato, about a season where, you know, we win not one, not twice, but three times. So, yeah, man, it's crazy, but it's crazy in a good way. And yeah, dude, I don't know. Do you have just anything in particular when it comes to America from these past 8 years that you're just like, yeah, man, this is one of the best moments or one of the best memories, without it being obviously the tricampeonato?
I would be campeonato, definitely. I mean, just, okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of lame because you just said not to say the tricampeonato, but I mean, just to being able to see it back to back, you know, kind of like in like a football calendar year kind of sense, not just like a regular full calendar year. I mean, I don't know. It was just to me, it was so neat, you know, because that squad going over that over those few months, you know, it just felt different, man. I mean, aside from like the 2018 final, mm-hmm. you know, I think if I had to pick, you know, a team between that 2018 final team and, you know, the Bicampeonato team, it would be that Bicampeonato team, man. I mean, that was special. I mean, that was special. You know, a lot of great memories. The champions run was very frustrating. And I think I've said it on the record time and time again. I was like, we performed better in the league than we have been, you know, at the international stage. And it showed, obviously, you know, losing out. I think, what was it, the semi we lost out in?
Semi, yep, against Pachuca.
Yeah. And so, but, I mean, you talk about, you know, we talk about, like, you know what, 5-6 titles that we saw doing this, but those two are my favorite, man. No, that was a really special group, you know, especially with us kind of curious of what Jardinel was going to do coming in. I mean, obviously we saw what we did with San Luis, you know, especially what was that, the Clausura, the before he joined us, where he was, I mean, granted, like we won, but I mean, like, at the same time, San Luis was just running circles around us, you know, over those two legs. And so just kind of like, you know, what's he going to do? What's he going to bring? You know, we liked his introductory press conference. We liked what he was saying, but we were also just all like, okay, like, what, he's got to bring the results. And man, he brought results quick.
Slowly but surely, he made those comments come to life, and that was great. I mean, when you go from a manager like Piojo, and then you go to a manager like Jardinet, and in between, yeah, you had a couple of different faces like Tano, like Solari, but it does feel like, you know, just from one night to another in the situation. But you know, it's all fun. It's all great to be able to relive and to think about how each of those influenced all of us in a sense. And so, yeah, it was great. And like I said, I mean, no other words, but just grateful for the opportunity to do it alongside you, alongside Chris, alongside Christian and AJ, who've just been phenomenal. I mean, honestly, you know, we've done so much across the years, and, you know, we will always be able to have those memories, and we can always go and, you know, YouTube ourselves and kind of reminisce and laugh about all the funny moments in the podcast or our late night editions.
Our late night. Oh my gosh. When I was sitting in my freaking dorm, all this stuff we talk about.
With your controversial scarf. Yeah, dude.
I still got that thing. I'm sitting in my drawer.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, you got to keep it for life. Now you frame it. You know, it's got a lot more meaning than just college now.
Yeah, it really does.
So, you know, it was cool. You know, it was just great to do all the things that we did in a nutshell. Too many to sit here and just kind of list everything and to think about everything. But just know, guys, I mean, and everything that we were able to do, watch parties, when we played FIFA online. Gosh, what else? I mean, honestly, there's too much to kind of just think about in the moment right now, Dylan. But I just, it was great, man. It was great. I think obviously we're gonna miss it, but you know, like we talked about it. It's one of these things, and where unfortunately, you know, life has pulled us in a lot of different directions. You know, I mean, is it doable to continue this? Maybe, but we would have to establish something different. I mean. Right now, in a sense, I mean, we used to be record at night, and you know, right now it's the middle of the day, it's noon, and we're having to record because this is the only time available to myself, and you know, it's crazy the way that, you know, life has kind of unexpectedly shifted and changed for us, you know. But at the same time, I think, you know, when you look at stuff like, for example, you know, yourself, your broadcasting career is completely taken off in a sense, and you know, you're getting pulled in all different directions, but in a good way, because
yeah,
you're having to do a lot of different things. You know, that's great. That's phenomenal. Christian as well. I mean, and, you know, he's been MIA. I think his last appearance was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
when he was on here. But it's, you know, he's been busy too. He's been working. He's been doing, you know, a lot of things. AJ as well. Chris is as well. You know, had his schedule changed a little bit, and he's a little bit more busy now during the days. And so everyone's life is taking off. And you know, I couldn't ask for you guys to put anything else on pause, you know, because you guys have to go out there, you have to go and live and continue to do what it is that you're doing, right? Like you mentioned, no one's paying us to do this, and it's not because we want to get paid or we're ending this because we're like, oh, you know, there's no monetization, there's no real money value and all this. It's just the reality is, it's just at the moment right now we just can't sustain it from a perspective of we just don't have the time for it, and you know, we wouldn't want to give you guys something very, like I mentioned, half-assed in a sense, and
yeah,
poor quality. So that's the reality of it. You know, it's been difficult these past couple of months to kind of get everything in line and put out a show. And you know, sometimes I have to do solo podcasts because of it, just because honestly, you know, my time isn't lining up with your guys's, or your guys isn't lining up with each other. And you know, a lot. 2025 has been very challenging in a sense. You know, it's made things a little bit more difficult with the podcast situation. But, you know, it's not to say that we didn't, you know, we didn't try. At least we tried to put in that effort. And unfortunately, life has kind of slapped us in the face and said, you know what, it's time to wake up, guys.
Yeah. No kidding, man. No kidding. But it is what it is. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, here we are. And, you know, like I said, it is bittersweet, but it's you know, we're riding off into the sunset with nothing but phenomenal memories, great friendships,
and a quarterfinal loss.
And a quarterfinal loss to Monterrey, which is funny because the way the podcast started, before it was even called the Igual Podcast, and we were just podcasting about America had just entered the Liguilla, and they faced Cruz Azul. And I remember the Thanksgiving matchup as well. So it was around this time. And we also ended up losing that one. And we got knocked out in the quarterfinals. And so I guess it's just, I guess, a funny way of history repeating itself, right? Yeah, the way we've come full circle.
I was about to say full circle at this point, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So, but yeah, man. I don't know. We could sit here and ramble and continue to tell all these stories. But at the end of the day, I think... we won't be able to cover it all.
You know? No.
It's just so many things that I can think about at the same time. So many things I'm probably forgetting about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I said, I don't want to make anyone feel disrespected just because we didn't say their name, because there is a lot of people that we can just sit here and thank, like the people we've mentioned already. One of the guys too, that has been phenomenal for us and has helped us really a lot in these past couple of years has been Ivan Hernandez. Shout out to you. My twin, he's done a lot for us in behind the scenes. He's helped me during game days. He's helped us get a photographer for these games as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been amazing as well. Just want to give him a shout out because he has done a lot in that sense. But just like him, there's been so many that have reached out and helped us. And the people that have worked with us too, it's been phenomenal. Thank you so much. And I don't know, Dylan, you got anything else to say? Any last words before we wrap it up?
No, I don't, man. I just can't believe it's over.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, dude. It is absolutely crazy. And look, you know, just because we're ending this, it doesn't mean that along the way, you know, we might not be, we might be picking up the microphone one day, or maybe we'll do something else. It's just the reality is right now we can't put a date to it, you know. Yeah. We can't say like, oh yeah, we're going to be back in 6 months. We're going to be back in a year. We're going to be back in 2 weeks. We're going to be back. And it's the reality is it's just with the way things are right now in our lives, you know, it's one of those things in where why even give false hope or why even put any false pretexts into anything and say, yeah, you know, we're potentially going to be back at around this time or whatnot. It's just better to kind of write it out there. Goodbyes. And, you know, if in the future we do end up coming back, then, you know, we could possibly do, we could do that. I mean, you know, it's a lot of questions in mind as to what's coming next. But for all of us here on the AY podcast, it's a moment of saying our thank yous, and you know, everyone will kind of head out and do their own thing, go our separate ways. In a sense, I mean, we're still all friends. We're still all talking to each other. You know, it's not like, you know, we're breaking up the band and all that stuff. It's just more of, yeah, life's pulling us in different directions. And unfortunately, this is the time to say goodbye. 8 years and call it a day. Dylan, you've become, not just Dylan, you've also become Cowboy Dan. How do you feel about that before we wrap it up here?
I always thought it was fun. I thought it was funny because whenever John Arnold asked me to do that, that interview for him for, I think it was New York Times. That's one thing I told him is like, I, you know, as a Texan, you know, I could always be true to myself, but also be like an America fan. So I was always kind of grateful to be able to have that side of things in there, even between all my barbecue references I made along the podcast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was cool because it gives like a little extra touch, right? It gives character to the podcast as well, because it's just not two people just talking. It's two different personalities,
right?
And it was always great to be able to lean on that side of you know, your Texas roots and everything, and because you know there's a lot of Americanistas in Texas as well, and a lot of our listeners too were in Texas. So
yeah,
it was great, man. But yeah, dude, I don't want to run this down any much longer than, you know, kind of just want to, like they say, just rip the band-aid and kind of just come to an end. But yeah, I give you the floor if you have anything else to say. If not, I'll close it out.
No, I think we pretty much said it all. You know, just you know, thanks to all the listeners over the last 8 years, you know, and if you know, joining the ride with us, you know, like we've kind of said, all those championships that we've won, all the highs and lows, you know, as much as we got frustrated, I think we all did, but we still stuck with this team because we love this team. You know, it's been great. Kind of rehashing some things too. It's been great. You know, the people that we've met, the connections that we've made, you know, and the friendships that we formed that, you know, just haven't ended just because they were on the pod once. And, you know, after that, you know, we never talked to them again. You know, just a lot of people to be thankful for. It's been fun. It's been great. Wish it didn't have to end, but, you know, as Ivan said, life's happened a lot to both of us, to just everybody that's helped us, you know, with this podcast, you know, us two, Chris, AJ, Christian. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before we end, I do want to take a moment just to say something, like, you know, from my heart and really say truly thank you to all of you. You know, when we started the EY podcast, you know, I've never imagined where this journey would take us, you know. I never imagined how far and just how much we would grow, you know, sitting here from thinking about from the early beginnings, covering our first ever Club America game in Fresno. I remember, you know, getting the email confirmation, just, uh-huh. You know, I just remember how nervous I was going into the press box and just kind of thinking like, wow, how's this, you know, how's this even real? Like, how did we get here type of situation? And honestly, the truth is, it's we were there and we are here just because of you guys, the listeners. You know, it was because of you guys that we were able to accomplish and do so much. And, you know, to then think, you know, just like a couple of years ago when I announced and I tweeted that I was, you know, I was going to be a father, and I was able to post that on our Twitter page, and just the love and the gratitude and everything that I received, you know, like all the comments from everybody, like whether they were, you know, friends of the podcast or listeners, like it was one of those moments that you were just like, wow, this is amazing. This is crazy, you know? And at that point, you know, it felt like you guys just weren't a listener. You were in a sense like family. And I was able to celebrate that, the biggest moment actually in my life with all of you in that sense. And so I'll never forget that. So thank you, honestly, for everything. You know, I'm proud of what we built. We were the only Club America podcast that was dedicated to covering them here in the United States and in English. You know, it set us apart. We dedicated so much to covering this team with passion and you know, respect. And, you know, people recognized us for that. And they trusted us in a sense, and they believed us. So, you know, because of all of you, you know, who tuned into our live podcast, who listened to our podcast, and, you know, you guys made the dream feel like a reality. But yeah. As proud as I am, saying goodbye does hurt, obviously. It hurts deep down because it feels like, in a way, I've let the people down. You know, I feel like I've let the listeners down. I feel like I've let my co-host down, you know, and I've battled with that feeling of not holding myself too accountable. But it does feel like that. I felt like I was the captain of the ship. And now, you know, in true pirate ideology, I'm going down with it.
I think we're going down with it together. We're going down with it together.
All right. I like it. But I just want to leave you guys with this. You know, thank you. Honestly, just thank you for making us feel like our voice mattered. Thank you for letting us be part of your match days, your mornings, your drives, your routines. Thank you for giving this podcast a life. Thank you for making a dream become a reality. This is goodbye, but it's one that comes with a lot of love, with gratitude, and with the hope that, you know, one day our paths cross again. So from the bottom of my heart, really, truly, thank you to all of you. Thank you to every single one of you who tuned in, who've listened, who have reached out, who have messaged us, who have DM'd us, followed us, and have made a connection with us. Thank you truly, honestly, for being part of our lives for these past 8 years. And like I mentioned, the best part of our life. And for the last time here, take care. And as always, and forever, Arriba América.